Doug Pratt is with the Michigan Education Association. He's on the other end of our line. We enjoy our conversations with Doug, who's the Director of Public Affairs for the MEA. Doug, how are you?
Doing great, Tony.
Sorry that I understand you have a sick kid. I know what that's like with two young boys. I hope everything's okay.
Oh, he's fine. It's just one of those, nothing like the midnight run of the year. every parent goes through it at some point, so I guess it's a badge of honor.
Tonight's sleep is going to be sweet, isn't it?
Telling me.
Well, I get this email sent to me yesterday, and it's from the Mackinac Center for Public Policy, and it's actually this week at the Mackinac Extra, so it's a bonus press release, if you will, and it's titled Why the MEA Attacks the Center. The Michigan Education Association, the state's largest public school employee organization, has claimed that an email from the Mackinac Center senior legislative analyst Jack McHugh is exposing the center for what it really is, because Mr. McHugh briefly stated our goal is to outlaw government collective bargaining in Michigan. And obviously, I know you've taken a look at this. I wanted you to respond.
Well, it's interesting that they say that the MEA is attacking the center when the part they left off of that comment of Jack McHugh's is, you know, that it would end, their goal is to end collective bargaining and hence the MEA. So, you know, if anybody's doing the attacking, it's probably them, but that's nothing new. It's interesting to me that they keep putting this out there, because the piece that they're not talking about is that nobody's confused about the fact that the Mackinac Center has never liked the MEA. That's not breaking news or anything here. The real issue is the Mackinac Center not being forthright about what it is that they do. Now, they are a 501c3 nonprofit. They are tax exempt. And large corporations, individuals, foundations give them millions of dollars to push their agenda. But one of the things that they tell the IRS is that they don't lobby. Now, nonprofits can lobby, but they have to be honest about it. They have to say how much they do, and they have to report it. Well, on the Mackinac Center's reporting with the IRS, they say that they don't lobby. Well, I'm sorry, you've got an email trail here. With their senior legislative analyst, you know, providing input on a bill to a lawmaker. That's lobbying. They're not being forthright with the IRS. They're not telling people what they're really doing. And that's what we think needs to be out there.
Well, isn't the Mackinac Center for Public Policy supposed to be a conservative think tank and perhaps report on and give suggestions at how to run government in a more conservative manner?
Well, they don't like to identify themselves as being conservative. They like to call themselves free market. But what the issue here is, they don't have to tell the people who they're advocating this stuff to where their funding's coming from, who's paying for the pseudo-research that they're trying to push. And let's be clear here that the stuff that they label as research is really just a collection of facts that they have pulled together that happen to support the policy position they're pushing, when there are countless organizations out there that do studies looking at the Mackinac Center's research and blow holes in it because they don't actually follow rules of social science research and do things like control for variables or anything like that. But again, the issue here is that they are pushing all this stuff, and that's their prerogative. And it's their prerogative of the people who are funding them. But they need to follow the rules, and they're not doing that. You know, they're not telling the IRS what they're doing. They're not saying that they are lobbying. They are explicitly on their federal 990 form. There's a line there that says, do you engage in lobbying activities? And they check no. And I think anybody who reads that email exchange that the Grand Rapids Press put out there between them and the new House Education Chair, Tom McMillan, anybody who looks at that is going to say, that's lobbying.
Now, you know what they're going to say, Doug? They're going to say this is sour grapes from the MEA. They believe the MEA is trying to deflect the real issues, that the MEA isn't focused on teaching our children in a better fashion, especially in areas around the state where test scores are low and the dropout rate is high. How would you respond to that?
That work is the work that our members do every single day. Every day, our 155,000 members across the state are dedicated to serving students. And it's our job to represent them. It's our job to make sure they have the resources that they need. It's our job to make sure that they are compensated fairly. It's our job to make sure that the government in Lansing is providing them the resources they need to do their jobs. And that's what the Mackinac Center is attacking. They continue to attack, you know, MEA and public school employees for wanting the resources necessary to teach our kids, for wanting to compensate the people who we trust our kids' futures with as the professionals that they are. Those are the things that the Mackinac Center continually attacks. And, you know, that's their prerogative. That's fine. But you should have everybody should have to follow the rules. And that's what the real issue here. And that's what we hope comes of all this, you know, and Grand Rapids Press and Progress Michigan, the group that uncovered these emails. You know, I think that's what everybody in this is all about, is making sure that the Mackinac Center follows the same rules that everybody else has to play by.
Doug, two more questions for you. We are going to have the folks, a representative on from the Mackinac Center on Monday. But